Meseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed, 8 lines on the top of Daf Lamed, Amar Aleph, Ad Hichem Chayev Adam Lamedes B'nai Torah, until what point is a person obligated to teach his son Torah? Amar Behuda Mishmuel, Amar Behuda said the name Mishmuel, Kagain Zvulun Bedan, just like this person named Zvulun Bedan, Shalumdu Avi Avav Mikru Mishnah, V'Talmud Halachas V'Agadis, and his grandfather taught him Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, and Agadis. And at this point, the Gemara thinks that when the Gemara asks, Ad Hichem Chayev Adam Lamedes B'nai Torah, the Gemara is asking as to which subjects a father has to teach to his son, and therefore the Gemara asks from Braisa, Mesbe Limdu Mikra Im Lamna Mishnah. Once a father teaches his son Chumash, he doesn't have to teach him any further. But Amar Rava, and Rava stated in Mikra Zutera that Mikra in this Braisa is not referring to Tanakh and it's only referring to Torah. Therefore, the Gemara is asking Shmuel that how could you say that you have a responsibility to teach your child Mikra Mishnah Talmud Halachas Vagodis if it seems all you have a chiyuv is to teach him Chumash, and from that point on, the child would have to teach himself? And the Gemara explains that the original question of the Gemara of Evahichun Chayiv Adon Lam is not as to the quantity you have to teach him. And the question was, up to what generation you have to teach your child or your grandchild Torah? To this question, Rabbi Huda Mishmuel stated, Kegain Zvulun Bendan, that his grandfather taught him Torah, and the Gemara explained, Kezvulun Bendan, Velekez Zvulun Bendan, that although we see from there that the grandfather taught Zvulun Bendan Torah, however, it's not exactly like that, as Kezvulun Bendan, Shalom Davi Aviv, that his grandfather taught him Torah, Velekez Zvulun Bendan, but it's not similar to that case, the Ilu Hasa Mikro Mishnah V'Talmud Alachas V'Agadis, as over there his grandfather taught him all these subjects, however, Lemaisa, as far as halacha goes, all you have to teach your son or your grandchild is only chumash and nothing further. And as Rashi says, and the Gemara continues, is it true that a grandfather has a responsibility to teach his grandchild Torah? But we learned in the Braisa, Pasuk states in the Pasha Vahayim Shemoyim, Pasha's Eke, Vilamatim Oisim Es Bnechem, and we learned it is only a chiv to teach your child, Veloy Bnei Bnechem, and not your grandchild. And what does the pasuk mean in Pasha Devarim when it states Raki Shamlecha Shmo Nafshim Vayi Pentishka Chazavarim Sheroi Necha Ufei Nisu Mavavcha Kol Yemecha Yecha Vaydatul Vnecha Vnei Vnecha? That teaches us Loimelcha Shekal Malam is Bnei Torah. That anyone that teaches that child Torah Malav Akasov Kiilu Lamdu Loyel Bnei Ben Bnei Atzev Kaladeris. That the Torah considers it as if he taught his child, his grandchild, and his great grandchild until the end of generations. And of course, that's because you continue the Maseiras HaTorah, and by you teaching your child, they'll be able to teach their children. And really, as the next pasuk says, as we'll see in a moment, that's considered as if you're telling them that I know that there's a Kabbalah that we received the Torah from Hasinai, and therefore you're creating the link to Hasinai, and therefore they'll realize that Torah is Torah's MS because they heard this from their grandparents and they have a Messiah from all past generations. In the Maisa, we see from this Braisa that there is no chiyuv on a grandfather to teach his grandchild Torah, and the Gemara explains, Shmuel is going like a different mandama. The Tana is willing to the Braisa. When the pasuk states we may think this is only regarding his children. How do you know that you have a chiyuv and a responsibility to teach your grandchild as well? We see there's a chiyuv to teach his grandchild as well. And the Gemara asks, if it's true that you have a chiyuv to teach his grandchild, so why in Bahaya does it only say b'nechem? And the Gemara explains that teaches us, as we learned previously, there's only a chiyuv to teach your sons, and there is no chiyuv to teach your daughters. And the Gemara continues, and some agarius call Malamanis Benay Torah, Malava Kosov Kilo Kiblum Hasinai, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Vidabum Necho, Venevenecho, the Samogre, and the next Pasuk states, Yema Shematel, Fleshel Makacha, Becharev. The Gemara continues to discuss the Hashivas of teaching your child Torah, as Rabhir Ba'aba Ashkel Rabishuba Levi, the Shuddy Disnareshe, become Mantle Luka to Bekrishna. Rabhir Ba'aba saw Rabishuba Levi early in the morning, they placed a sheet on his head instead of his usual head covering, and he was bringing his child to basic classes in order to learn. So Rabbi Ba'aba said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, "My cool hai, why do you rush out so quickly and you didn't put on a proper head covering on Malay?" And Rabbi Shimon Levi responded, "Mizuta my dechsev, is it so small by you what it says in Torah by Dafmul Necha v'samuchli Yemashem Atul Fleishem Lekecha b'chayiv?" And since by teaching your child it's as if you have Kabbalah Satayah, therefore of course I have to run towards Kabbalah Satayah. And possibly since we find there's a medrash that says that Klai Yisrael overslept by the morning of Matan Torah, so maybe there's a way to be mechapa on that ma'isa and to make sure that we run towards Kabbalah Satayah and take our children to yeshiva as quickly as possible. And the Gemara continues, Rabchir Ba'aba also took musa from his Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Levi, and he wouldn't eat breakfast in the morning until he brought his child to the base medrash. And Rashi explains, that their breakfast consisted of some sort of a meat that was roasted on a fire. And the Gemara continues, what does the pasuk mean in Pasuk Shema in Beschanan, and we learn out, al tikru vishinantem el vishilashtem. And Rashi says, midlaksiv vishinisem sheyesh shlisham, since the Torah didn't use a standard lashon of vishinisem, which means to teach them, and it's a lashon of shnayim, and the Torah used lashon vishinantem, therefore we learn out as if it said an extra lashon, and it's telling us not to do a double, but to do a triple, and therefore we learn out, la'ilu mishalash ad mishnaisav, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud, that we should divide our lives into three parts, and a third of the life we should learn Torah, a third we should learn Mishnah, and a third we should learn Gemara. And the Gemara asks, miyadu kamachaye, how could a person split up his life into thirds if he doesn't know how long he'll live? And the Gemara explains, leitzricha liyami, that we're not talking about splitting up your life into thirds, but we're talking about splitting up your days into thirds. Rashi says, yimei shavua, and Rashi in Avodah Zarah states, beiz yom mikra, or beiz yom Mishnah, or beiz yom talmud, v'chein kol shavua v'shavua, and every single week you should do the same. And Taisin Diba Maskel, leitzricha liyami, asking Rashi, v'lein nehira, d'imkein, akata v'matzul mifrach, miyadu kamachaye, even if you can split up your weeks, you still don't know how long you'll live, and maybe you'll die in the middle of the week, and you would end up not having an even number for Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And therefore, Taisus says, that every single day you should split up your day into thirds. And Taisus continues, that nowadays we actually say Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara prior to davening Psuka Zimra, and Mikra is Yerech Hashem Yishmecha, Mishnah is either Eil Dvarim Shein Lamshia, or the Mishnayis of Ezu Mekayim Shel Zvachim. And when we say the memory of Ishmael Imeh, that's a kiyum of learning Gemara. That Bavel, that the Talmud Bavli is considered Belula, but Mikra Mishnah of Gemara. It's a mixture of Mikra Mishnah of Gemara. The Gemara's Bavel, Bal Mekulam, and therefore by learning Talmud Bavli, we yotze this chiyuv as well. The Gemara continues with a new memory, and since we just spoke about the Chashivas HaTorah, so the Gemara tells us, Lefikach Nikro Roshayim Seferim, Sheyu Seferim Kol Eishes Shabbatayah, that the earlier generations, they were called Seferim because they would count all the Eishes in the Torah, and they knew Torah so well that they were able to tell us exactly the amount of letters and exactly the amount of psukim in the Torah. Rashi brings, we find the Lashon of Seferim in Divrei Yomim regarding the children of Israel, as the Pasuk states, Mishpachay Seferim Yosh VeYavitz. The Gemara explains, they would say, Vav de Gachoin Chatzin Shal Eishes Shal Sefer Torah. The Vav that we find in the middle of the word Gachoin in Pasha Shemini is half of the letters of the Sefer Torah. And in Pasha Shemini, when the Torah speaks about Moshe and Aaron, the Pasuk says, Darash Darash Moshe Chatzin Shal Tevis, that is half of the Torah in words. And in Pasha's Tazria, when the Pasuk says, Bizgalach, that's the half of the Torah, Shal Psukim, in Psukim. And even though Agamar brings down the Pasuk of Tazria, however, in Achamashim, we actually bring down in Pasha's Sav, the Pasuk of the Apoloi Boy, that is considered half of the Torah, in Psukim. And Gemara continues and discusses Sefer Tehillim, and tells us that the Pasuk in Capital Pei, in Tehillim, of Yechasmen Chazir Meyar, Ayin de Yar, Chetzin Shal Tehillim, the Ayin and Yar is half of the letters of Sefer Tehillim, V'hurachim Chapa Ovein, and in Tehillim, Capital Ayin Hey, when the Pasuk says, V'hurachim Chapa Ovein, Chetzin Psukim, that is the halfway point of Psukim in Tehillim. And the Gemara continues, it is, but Rabbi Yosef, Vav the Gachon, Mahagisa, and Mahagisa. Rabbi Yosef took it for granted that there's an even number of letters in the Torah, and therefore he asked, the Vav in Gachon, is it considered part of the first half of the Torah, or part of the second half of the Torah? Omele Abai, and Abai responded, Nase Sefer Torah, and Nunu, why don't we just bring a Sefer Torah and count up the words, and count up the letters? Mila Amarab Babachana, Lezazmi Shaman Shavu, Sefer Torah Manam. And as Rashi says, he's not sure exactly what this memo was stated, but Rabbi Babachana stated that they didn't move from there until they brought a Sefer Torah, and they counted up the words and the letters of Sefer Torah. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaya, Inu Bekir, Bechaseris Veyaseris, Anan Le Bekinon. Although in those days, in the times of Rabbi Babachana, they were Bekin and Chaseris and Yaseris, and therefore they knew exactly the letters that were in the Torah, however, we're not Bekin in the letters of the Sefer Torah, and therefore it's possible that we don't have exactly the same Sefer Torah as they had years ago. Therefore, by bringing a Sefer Torah will not help us by counting the words and counting the letters. And once again, the Gemara brings by Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks another question, Vizgalach, Mehagisa, Mehagisa, the Pasuk of Vizgalach in Pas Tazria that we said is halfway point of the Torah of Psukim, is it from the first part of the Torah or the second part of the Torah? And once again, Amalei Abayas, Abayas said to Rabbi Yosef, Psukim Yilei Lemnui, Eina Chanami, telling me that we can't count the word letters in the Torah because we're not Bekim, Mechaseres, Vizayers, but at least Psukim we should be able to count and we'll be able to give a response to your question. And the Gemara answers, but Psukim Namle Bekinon, that we're also not Bekin in the exact Psukim in the Torah. The Chiyosav of Achab Ada Omar, when Achab Ada came from Eretz Yisrael, and he's told us, but Merava Paskele Lahikra, Lutlas Psukim, then in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would split up this Pasuk into three Psukim, as the Pasuk says, Vayemel Shem al Mesha, Hine Nechi Ba Lech Ba Avanon, Ba Vu Yishma Om, Bedabri Yimach, Vegam Bechoy Aminu Oilam, Vayagam Mesha, Stiri Om El Hashem, and we have this as one Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they counted this as three Psukim, and therefore we're not even Bekin in the actual Psukim in the Torah, and by bringing a Sefer Torah and counting, we will not be able to know if this Galach derech is from the beginning of the Torah or from the end of the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Chamesh Alafim, Shmoyne Meis, Shmoyne and Shmoyne Psukim, Hayu Psukim at Torah, that the Psukim in the Torah are 5,888, and we actually have a Girsa that's 5,845 Psukim. Yes, love Tehillim, Shmoyne, and Tehillim has 8 more Psukim than the Torah, and therefore Tehillim would have 5,896 Psukim, or according to our number, 5,853 Psukim. And Chasim Menu, Divri Yom Shmoyne, all like the Groz Geris, Chasim Menu, Daniel, Vidivri Yom Shmoyne, that the Psukim of Daniel and Divri Yomim have 8 less Psukim than the Psukim in the Sefer Torah, and therefore they would have 5,880 Psukim, or 5,838 Psukim. And Taisis and Divri Masal, Yeslav Tilm Shmoyne, states, Tema, Dal Kachar B'chumish, Yesh Yaisa, that Filim Emiyu, Psukim Tilm, and Gimel Tevis Bilbad, that even if every single Pasuk Tilm would only have 3 words, Eino Kolkach, Kamash Yesh B'chumish, is not as much as we have in the entire Sefer Torah, B'tzarach Biyah. Also in Taisis Divri Masal, Nikru Seferim, Tais points out that although in our Gemara we're calling these people Seferim based on the Pasuk of Mishpachis Seferim, Yesh V'yayibitz, and therefore since they counted all the words and all the letters in the Torah and all the Psukim, it showed the Chavivis and the Chashivis HaTorah. However, Taisis brings from Yerushalmi and Masechet Shkolim that they made the Torah into categories, Kagoyin Ovis Malachis, Abom Chosa Achas, Vabo Ovis Nizikin, Uchiyetzbem, and therefore they made it easier to understand and to remember Torah. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Abonim, we learned in the Braisa when the Pasuk said, Vishinantam, Shiyu Divrei Torah, Mechudadim Meficha, that teach us that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. And as Rashi says, Chazar Leim, make sure to chazar them, Ubadik Ba'imkam, and go and delve into them deeply. Shemishalcha Adam, if a person asks you any question in Torah, like the Tzarech Legam Game, El Shatucha Leim Yad, you won't have to stammer, and immediately you'll have a response. As the Gemara states, Shemishalcha Adam Dava, if someone will ask you a question, Altagam Dugam Vitaimlai, Ela Amalai Miyad. We continue at Daf Laman Amabez, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Mishlei, Amalu Chachma Chaisiat, that you should say to Chachma that you are my sister, and Rashi says, Shtei Baki Ba, Ka Chaischa Shasur Elcha, that you should be Baki in the Torah, just like a person knows that there's Issa Deraisa to be born your sister, Inami Misefitakra, or we actually are Darish from the end of the Pasuk, and that's why we have the Gemara in the Gemara that the Pasuk states, Umaydala Bina Tikra, the word Bina refers to the Torah, and telling us that your knowledge of Bina should be enough, that you should always be able to read it, and it should always be in front of you. And the Gemara brings another Pasuk, Va'imen, the Pasuk states in Mishlei, Koshrim Alas Besecha, Kosvim Aluach Libecha, that you should tie it on your fingers, and you should also write it on your heart, meaning that you should tie it on your fingers, just like someone ties a string around their fingers to remember something, and you should make some money in order that you remember things, and you should also write it on your heart, that it should always be available to you. Va'imen, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kechitzim Be'agiba, Kein B'nei Menurim, that the Torah should be to you like arrows are to a gibber, and arrows are to a person in the army, that he always has his arrows with him and is ready to fight and wage war. The Pasuk tells us that the arrows of a gibber are very sharp and available to him and always prepared. The Pasuk tells us that your arrows are sharp and therefore those that you fight with and the nations that you wage war with will fall beneath you and you will be victorious. The Pasuk also says, this Pasuk follows right after the Pasuk of Tehillim in Perek Kuf Chav Zayin of Kechitzim B'Agiba Kein B'nei Anurim, and Rashi explains Kein B'nei Anurim Talmidim Shel Adam HaKuyim Banav, that's referring to someone that teaches children and becomes Talmidim. In Kamesha Omer Yechizkiyahu Banai Ata Al Tashalu, therefore the Pasuk continues that a person should create so many Talmidim that it will have many arrows that are included amongst his weapons, and therefore he will not be embarrassed when they speak with their enemies at the Sha'arim and at the gates. And the Gemara continues, Mayis Oivim Bashar, what does the Pasuk mean at the end of this Pasuk that says, as Oivim Bashar? And the Gemara answers, Omer B'chir Ba'aba, Afilu Avu B'noi, even there's a father and child that are learning together, or a Rava Talmidai, or there's a Rebbe and his Talmud, Sh'iskim B'tayr B'shar Echad, Nasim Oivim Zezah, so when they go in and they're fighting in the base medrash, they will become their enemies, Be'inim Zazmi Sham, Achin Nasim Oivim Zezah, and they won't leave from the base medrash until they go back and they rekindle the love for each other. Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chukas, as Vahi Besufa, Altikra Besufa, El Besefa, that the end result is that they will have love for each other, as the Pasuk says, Vahi, which is Lashon of Ava. And as Rashi brings that the Pasuk starts off, Al Kin Yoma Besefa Melchamis Hashem, as Vahi Besufa. As Rashi states, Nasu Evin Mitech Shemakshim Zelzeh, because they ask each other strong questions, Ve'in Zeh Mekabel Divri Zeh, and each one is not accepting the other one's position. And even so, as Vahi Besufa, Hachi Darish Law, Sefa Melchamis, Melchamma Shalide Sefa, Ava Yish Besefa, that even though there's Melchamma, Ayidei the Sefer and through the Torah, at the end result there will be Ava and love between a father and child and a Rebbe and Talmud. And I am the last thesis on the Flam Ramnalf, where he points out after Gamlin of the Timelay that Vahoda Omer Beilim Mitzias, that this that we say in the Gemara Mesechta Bar Mitzias, the Tzurim Rabbanim Mishani that a person who's a Talmid Chacham should change his words and not be a Balgaivo and say how much he learned. That a person shouldn't go and be misko and say how much he learned for no purpose. But if a person asks him about halacha, it's just tricha lumen menu mesechta. Or if a person wants to learn with him, tzarach shiyum chudadim befiv shalim gamim mudavo. And Taisa continues that it's also not similar to what we learned in mesechta tarech eretz zuta. Lamad l'shaycha loyme any idea shem tisbada v'teechais dahein b'mil d'alma. That's talking about stam things in the velterain. But feel a bit of betrayal loyme idea any davar l'spar by bekach that a person should go and say something in order to be balgaiva. El mashi idea yoyer v'yomul talmidim. Certainly things that you know you should go and teach to talmidim. And Gemara continues talking about what we learned in Brisa. So the pasuk says in Pashas Ekev, in the Pasha Vahim Shemoya Visamtam, and we learn out Samtam that the Torah is a perfect medication. And Rashi says that Samtam Shalom Shein Chasa Shematzola, that there is no salvation that can come from the Torah. And some explain that there are no side effects to someone that learns Torah. And the Gemara explains Nimshal Torah Kesam Chayim, the Torah is compared to a medicine that gives a person life. And Mashal Adam Sheikas Benay Makkah Gdayla, and this is similar to a person that hit his child a very large Makkah, Venichler Ritiyah Makkasai, and then the father himself goes and bends up to Makkah, and he says to the child, that at all times that this bandage is on your Makkah, you can eat whatever you desire, you should say Mashanoscha, and you can drink whatever you desire, and you can wash yourself with hot or cold water, you don't have to be nervous, but if you take off this bandage, then you'll have infections and you'll have boils. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a similar idea to Klal Yisrael, Banai Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi L'Torah Tavlin, I created the Torah and I made this Makkah Gdayla. However, I also wrapped you with this bandage and I gave you the Torah as the antidote for the Yitzhara. Vim Atba Iskim Torah, In Atim Nusarim Biyadai. If you will learn Torah and be Iskim Torah, you won't be given over to the Yitzhara. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Pashat Bereishis, Benegei Kayin, Haloyim Tetu says, if you do good things, then you'll be carried and you will be uplifted. Vim In Atim Iskim Torah, and if you don't learn Torah, Atim Nusarim Biyadai, you'll be given over to the Yitzhara. Shenem, the Pesach Chatas Ravitz, as the Pasuk continues, Benegei Kayin, that toward the doorway, the Chatas scratching and waiting to go and capture you. Not only that, the entire purpose of the Yitzhara is to go and ensnare you, that his whole desire is to go after you and cause you to do averes. However you really desire, you could go and be meishal on him, that you have the capacity and the ability to be meishal on the Yitzhara. The Gemara continues to talk about it. We learned the Brisa Kashi Yitzhara, that the Yitzhara is so bad, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, calls him bad, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Neach, Ki Yetzi Leiv Adam Rab Min Urav, Amar Bitzchak Yitzchak Shal Adam Is Chadish Lab Chol Yoyim. Every single day, the Yitzhara of a person rejuvenates itself and refreshes itself in order to fight you. Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Bereishis, Rak Rak Chol Yoyim. And Rashi explains, Kroy Yisiru Lamdenu in the Sitchas, Shekol Shoy Yisayim Asim Is Chadeshes, that every single moment of the day, the Yitzhara gets stronger and gets fresh kaiches. The Gemara continues, Vam Abshim Malevi, or some Agaris, Vam Abshim Malakish, Yitzri Shal Adam Is Gaur Lab Chol Yoyim, that every single day, the Yitzhara of a person strengthens himself against the person, and as we know that once a person beats the Yitzhara, that Kol Gadol Mechaver Yitzhar Gadol Umvakish Hamisai, and it tries to kill him and it tries to make him do Aver Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tillim, Tzayfu Rasha Latzadik Umvakish Lamisai Vilmola Kodesh Baruch Hu Ezra In Yachloi. And if not for the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu helps a person, then a person would not be able to beat the Yitzhara by himself. Shenem Alekim Lo Yasven Biyadai, as the Pasuk continues and says that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let us fall into his hands. And as we know, Abol Tair Messiah Nisai, that once a person tries to go and do good and tries to work on himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him the rest of the way. And the Gemara continues, we learned in Yeshiva Rishbal, Bani, my child, in Pagu B'chav Menuvel Zeh, if the Yitzhara comes and tries to incite against you, Mashchel Beis Medrash, pull him to Beis Medrash, Im Evan Hu Nemuach, if he's like a stone, then he will disintegrate and he will dissolve. Bim Basel Hu Misbeitzetz, if the Yitzhara is as strong as iron, so based on Limud HaTorah, he will shatter. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Haloi Koy Devorei Ke'ish No Mashem, Chupati Shefeitzetz. As Rashi says, that from this pasuk we see that Torah is compared to Eish, and therefore it will be misfafeyas habazel, it will weaken the iron, and it will break the iron. And in Evan Hunimuach, and how do we see that if he's like a stone, then he will dissolve? Shenem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy kol tzame luchulimayim, and therefore we see that Torah is compared to water. Va'imen, the pasuk says in Eiv, Avonim shachakumayim, that water dissolves and wears away stones, and therefore the water of the Torah will disintegrate and dissolve the stone of the Yitzhara. And Taisus points out, Tamar, the Hakram, in front of the pasuk that we brought in Yirmiyah, it seems that it's talking about an oven and it's telling us that the patish will break the selah, and we don't see that the pasuk is talking about iron. Taisa brings a gersa in Basel Hu Mefafeya Vim Selahu Mis despite Zaitz Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that we brought a brice in the Avchav Tesim and Alf that stated that Avchai Bibnai Lamaylu Luftaisu Vilamde Tayo Lassi Isha O Lamde Umnis Vyesh Aimim Afla Shita Bimayim and Rabbi Huda Aimim Kol Shainim Lamnis Bibnai Umnis Vilamde Lissis Lissis Sakadaitach El Kailu Malamde Lissis. And our Gemara will now continue to go through this brice. And the Gemara begins that the brice taught us that a father's responsibility Lassi Isha to marry his child off to a woman. Minolan, how do we know that? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yemiya, Chu Noshim Vailidu Banam Avanis, that you should take a wife and you should have children, daughters and sons, and you should make sure to marry off your sons to women and your daughters, you should find proper husbands for them. And the Gemara explains, Bishlam Benoi Biyada, we understand that it's possible for a father to marry off his son, El Bita Biyadahi, is it possible for a father to be in charge to make sure that his daughter gets married? And as Rashi says, Bitmiya Klum Yachla Hagala Noshim Lasiya, how could you force a man to marry her? It's not Bal Kochoi, the Amakra, that's B'Lesechim Tulun Anoshim. And the Gemara explains, Hachi Kamalu, Nitin Lom Midi, Vilafshe, Vinachasya, Kechid Kapsala Inchi, that you should make sure to give her a proper dowry and dress well and make sure she's desirable in order that people want to marry her. And the Gemara continues, Lamda Umnis, we also said that father's responsibility to teach his child a trade. And the Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know that? Amachiska, the Amakra, the Pasuk states in Kehelis, Re'i Chayim Misha Asher Havta, the word Re'i Chayim means to make sure that your child has a panosa and has a trade. And as Rashi says, Umnis Shetichi Boy Im Isha, that you should have a trade, they should be able to live together with his wife, and makish umnis isha. And as the Gemara explains, im isha mamashi, if the word im isha refers to a wife, so then we learn out, kashim shechayv l'si isha, just like a father's responsibility to marry off his son to a woman, kachayv l'amd umas, therefore a father also has a responsibility to teach his child a trade in order he should be able to make panasa, im tari, and if the word isha is referring to tera, then kashim shechayv l'amd tera, just like a father has a responsibility to teach his child tera, kachayv l'amd umas, he also has a responsibility to teach him a trade. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated, v'yishayim, some say, afla shita benar, that he also has a responsibility to teach his child how to swim. My time, and the Gemara asks, what's pshat, chiyusahi, that's also a way that he will live, as potentially when he's going to do panasa, and he'll be on a ship, the ship may capsize, and if he doesn't know how to swim, he may die, and he may drown. The Gemara continues that finally, the Brisa stated, Rabbi Huda stated, kol she'inu malam de'umnes, if anyone doesn't teach their child a trade, malam de'listas, then they have taught him how to be a robber and a bandit. The Brisa asked, listas hakadaitach, that he didn't teach him anything, and he didn't teach him how to be a bandit, el ki'ilu malam de'listas, by the fact that he doesn't know a trade, and therefore will have to make money, and will have to support himself in order to have food, he'll go and steal from people, and he'll become a bandit. And the Gemara asks, Mayab now, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama? It seems both of them are saying that a father's responsibility to teach a child a trade. And the Gemara answers, Ikab now, the Agmari Iska, the nafkamina would be if a father taught his child a business. As Rashi explains, the Tanakama, Re'ilamdu Chayim, according to Tanakama, although the father did not teach him a trade, and he just taught him how to be a good businessman, that is considered a valid way to make it a living, and therefore the father was Yaitse's Chiev. However, Rabbi Huda, also the time, Rabbi Huda that gives a reason, Umnis Dafka, then it has to be an actual trade. The common problem is in Lloyd Malasaskhira, as it could be times when a business will not suffice, but Umnis Malasim, and he'll go and rob people and become a bandit. And the Gemara continues that quotes from Mishnah, V'chom Mitzis Ha'aval Ben, Echad Anoshim Ve'echad Anoshim Chayavin, and as we know, the Maskonis HaGemara will be that any mitzvah that a child is responsible to do for his parents, it is both incumbent on a son and a daughter to do for them. And of course, this is talking about Kibud Av'eim and Meir Av'eim. The Gemara goes through the motions in order to understand this memra, my kol mitzvah ha'av al ben, what are we referring to when we said the mitzvahs of the father on his child, ilay mekol mitzvahs mechayiv abal mev lebrei, if we're talking about the mitzvahs that a father is responsible to do for his child, noshim chayoves, how can you say that women would be chayiv, but tanya, but we learned how av chayiv b'noi l'mayil uftay, say that the only one that's chayiv to do milo or to be paid to his child is only a father and not a mother, of in imeloi, and I'm Rabbi Huda, and therefore Rabbi Huda states, how he comment is what the Mishnah meant to say, kol mitzvahs ha'av amutel sal ben lasses la'aviv, that any mitzvah of the father, which is mutal on the child to do for his parents, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayovim, both the male and female are chayiv, and both the son and the daughter are chayiv and kibud aveim and in moir aveim. The Gemara continues to needle hadar tarim baran. Our Mishnah is raya to the following brisa that the brisa states that since the pasuk says ish imoy va'av tirou ish inli el ish, we would think that this chayiv is only on a man and not on a female. Ishu minayin, how do we know this applies to a daughter as well? And the Gemara explains shu imet tirou, since the pasuk says lashon rabim that they should fear. So we see it's referring both to a son and a daughter. Gemara is im kei matam lema ish. So why did the pasuk say ish av ve'imay tiro? Ish sipa biyadu lasa is that a male generally has the ability to go and be mechabed his father and have year of his father. Isha ain't sipa biyadu lasa is. However, it's not generally common that a woman will have this ability. As Rashi says, that a husband has rishus over her, and therefore sometimes he could be mecha, and she would have to listen to her husband. And Rabbi Idi ba'oven said, Rav Niskasha, once she's divorced, shneim shavim, there is no difference between a male and female. They both have the same same chiyuv of kibbutz avayim. And the Gemara continues, "Tanar Rabbanan, we learned a brayso. Nemar kabin sevicha vesimecha." It states in the pasuk that the chiyuv of kibbutz for your father and your mother. V'nemar, it also says kabin es Hashem ha'oicha, that a person should be mechabed Hakadosh Baruch Hu from all of his assets. And hishvah kasev kibbutz avayim lechaved amakim. The Torah equates kibbutz avayim to kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we see how important it is. Nemar ish imam ve'ov tiro. In addition, we see that the pasuk states that a person should fear his mother and father. V'nemar, the pasuk also tells us es Hashem ha'kachatira va'oisei sabed. Once again, hishvah kasev meiras avayim lemeiras hamakim, that we see the Torah equates meir for your father and mother to the fear or the awe that a person should have for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And nemar makal avayimai ma'isumas. And we also see in the gei akilus avayimai that it also equates it and states v'nemar ish ish ki kalal kav v'nasal chatai and hishvah kasev brichas avayim lebrichas hamakim. And once again, we see that the Torah equates cursing of a father and mother to cursing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi states avu ba'kav vade yefsha. However, b'negei hitting a father and mother, there is an issa to hit them, and of course, there is no equivalent law b'negei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi says, la'keshem she'in ha'kav klapi ma'ila, as of course, it's impossible to hit Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And v'chein b'din she'shloshin shufim boy, and it makes sense that the Torah equates Hakadosh Baruch Hu and a father and mother b'negei kibud yira and klala, because they're all shufim. And as Rashi says, she'shloshin shufim hein mefarish b'braisim sechz nida ish mazria lubin shabai ish mazras oidim shabai v'kadosh baruch hu nefeach bein neshama mara ayin v'shmias oizim v'dibor. As the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brayso shloshin shufim hein ba'adam. There are three partners in a person: Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'av v'imai bizman she'adam mechabes av v'isimai. When a person mechabes father and mother, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'alin ilayim ki'ilu dati b'neim v'chibduni, is as if I'm living together with them and they will mechab me as well. Tanur Rabbanan, the brayso Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi states kol v'yidul fnei mishama v'ayilam is revealed and known to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who said the world should come into being, and the world became Shaben Mechabes Ima Yosim Aviv. That generally the Teva is that a son will have covered for his mother more than for his father, because a mother is much nicer to the child and she takes care of the child, and therefore Beteva, a child will have more covered for his mother than for his father. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph Lefika Chikdim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kibud Av LeKibud Aim. And that's why in the pasuk of Kabbis Avicha Vesimecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makdim the covered for a father more than the covered for a mother, as it's much harder to be mechabed your father than your mother. Similarly, the Gemara continues, that a child has more awe for the father than for the mother, because the father teaches him Torah. And therefore, when the Torah speaks about Yira of your father and mother, the Torah states, and the Torah speaks about Yira Sa'im before Yira Sa'av. The Gemara continues, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, there was someone that said the following brayso in front of Rav Nachman, Bizman She'adam Mitzaris Av Ves Imai, that when a person Mitzaris father and mother, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu states, Yofa Sisi Shloi Dati Beinayim, that it's proper what I did, that I didn't dwell amongst them, Shel Moli Dati Beinayim Tziruni, as if I would be living with them, then he would be Mitzaris me as well. Just to go back to Taisis at the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis, Sheyesh Rishus Socherim Alea, and Taisis bothered Al Chira, even though she's married, she still has the ability to go and use her money in order to help her father, as Medurisa Maisi Adayim does not go to Baila, and it's only Medrabanan. And Taisis says, Mikol Mokam, Ein Mitzuya Eitzel Avia, Ela Eitzel Baila. However, even so, the Brisa tells us that a woman who's married does not have a responsibility of Kibud Av V'Im, because L'maisa she lives with her husband and she does not live with her father, and therefore it's not so easy for her to be mechabed a father and mother. And that's why Rav Yehuda Oven says in the name of Rav, once she's divorced, then Shneim Shavim. Also, Taisis at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph now points out that when the pasuk says Kabedes Hashem Ahincha, so you shall me the Derish Mehincha Kamei Menchoncha Mashma Shehikbel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kibud Av V'Im Yosim Mikvaydei, that we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makbel on Kibud Av V'Im even more than his own covered, because B'negei his own covered, the pasuk says that you only have to be mechabed Hakadosh Baruch Hu from the assets and from the money that you have. However, if a person doesn't have money, he'd be potter from kvod Hashem. However, Kibud Av V'Im Nema Kabedes Avicha V'Simecha and Mashma Bein Sheyesh Lo Mamon Bein Sheein Loi Behech Leslei Chayv Lachaz Al Pesachim Lozenes Av V'Simoi. And if a person doesn't have money, then he has to go and collect money, and he has to raise money in order to support his father and his mother. Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.